Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Kansas man died after a crash involving a car and truck Saturday evening in northeast Kansas. The victim identified as 26-year-old Brandon Bumgarner of Topeka. The crash reported around 5:20 p.m. along westbound U.S. 24 at Huxman Road in Shawnee County. Bumgarner was driving south on Huxman and did not clear a stop sign properly when he failed to see a Silverado. And hundreds of cyclists are currently on a week-long journey across Kansas. J.P. Bazette has more.
Biking Across Kansas, now in its 49th year, offers a unique way to experience the beauty of Kansas. The route covers 540 miles with cyclists averaging 50 to 80 miles per day. Each overnight stop becomes a warm and friendly community gathering with locals welcoming the riders. This year, the journey will pass through many southwest Kansas towns, including Elkhart, Spearville, Stafford, Hugoton, Sublette, and Dodge City.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
John Deere compact utility tractors are great for landscaping, maintaining your property, and other outdoor projects. And with a pallet fork attachment, those tasks are easier and more efficient. Right now at Prairie Land Partners, receive a free pallet fork with the purchase of a new 1 through 5 series compact utility tractor. Lift and move bags of feed, seed, hay, large rocks, and more with the ease of a John Deere compact utility tractor. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com.
Prairie Land Partners.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced on Friday that she has appointed Eric Smith, currently the Assistant Administrator and Chief of the Inspection Division within the U.S. Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, to lead the Kansas Highway Patrol as its superintendent. And this appointment is the result of a national search that was conducted upon the announcement of Superintendent Colonel Herman Jones's retirement. Friday was Colonel Jones's last day in his role. Smith will begin as acting superintendent on July 7th before being advanced for confirmation by the Kansas Senate. And until July 7th, Kansas Highway Patrol Assistant Superintendent Lieutenant Colonel Jason DeVore will serve as acting superintendent. DeVore said he was proud of the vital work and public safety mission the Kansas Highway Patrol carries out every day across the state, and he looks forward to continuing that service to the Kansas Highway Patrol and Kansas as the acting superintendent. A total of 21 members from the Northwest District were awarded their state FFA degree during the 95th Kansas Future Farmers of America Convention that was held on May 31st to June 2nd on the Kansas State University campus in Manhattan. And the state degree is the highest honor the Kansas FFA Association can bestow upon its members. In order to achieve this award, members must meet requirements that include to have received their chapter FFA degree, been an FFA member and agricultural education student for at least 2 years, earned at least $2,000, or worked 600 hours in their supervised agricultural experience program, given a six-minute speech about agriculture or FFA, participated in 8 different leadership activities, received a C average or better in high school, and showed a record of outstanding leadership and community involvement. The members who met these qualifications and their respective FFA chapters from the Northwest District include from Hill City, Gracie Phillips and Ella Hart, from Hoxie, Drew Bretz, from Lakeside, Ross Hudson, from Northern Valley, Austin Cox and Kai Cox, from Phillipsburg, Austin Durking and Leighton Johnson, and from Norton, Mackenzie Clydesdale, Wade David, Ellie Katz, and Janessa Ann Reuter. Each state degree recipient receives a state degree charm, which is a symbol of the member's growth and development, and it's sponsored by the Kansas Electric Cooperatives. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, a project to improve a portion of U.S. 36 in Norton is expected to start today, Monday, June 12th, weather permitting. The work will include a full-depth pavement reconstruction starting just east of the U.S. 283 junction and ending at the east city limits. And new curb, gutter, and sidewalks will also be installed. During the construction, westbound traffic will be restricted to one lane through the work zone, and eastbound traffic will be detoured via U.S. 283, Main Street, and Eagles Road. And a 12-foot vehicle width restriction will also be in effect. The project is scheduled to be completed in October, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Norton City Administrator, James Maru, at 785-877-5000 or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas has announced that they have received a $500 grant award from the Hayes Lions Club for the vision needs of the people they serve who have developmental disabilities. The grant will go to support DSNWK's Consumer Medical Fund, and this fund assists individuals with the cost of medical items and care that are not covered by Medicaid, and this includes items such as eyeglasses and other vision needs. DSNWK thanks the Hayes Lions Club for their continued support of people with developmental disabilities, and DSNWK is a 501c3 nonprofit that serves individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities in 18 Northwest Kansas counties since 1967. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, June 7th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, Ron Briery, Dean Little, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the May 17, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. There were six building permits presented for approval. David Davis of Boxler Insurance Agency presented and delivered the 2022-2023 dividend check payable from EMC Insurance Company for the city's share of the KMU Safety Group Program. Visitors Lydia Dunkew and Shannon Oswald expressed to the council their grievances on the parking situation and nuisance property located in their neighborhood, and Police Chief Jay Sharp introduced new part-time police officer Carson Garceau. Warren Francis discussed with council the condition and progress that has been made to the property at 708 West North. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dean Little to have the city attorney prepare the resolution ordering abatement of the conditions at 708 West North. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented a resolution abating the environmental conditions at 209 West North Street. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 13-2023, which is a resolution authorizing the abatement of conditions under the Environmental Code as to the property within the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Administrator James Maru presented applications for curb and sidewalk replacement. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the application for curb and sidewalk replacement at 336 West Lincoln, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the application for curb and sidewalk replacement at 605 West Washington, and the motion carried. Gerald Jones scheduled a Public Safety Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on June 19th. Andrew Black reported the Utility Committee met and reviewed an application for water services outside the city limits and an application for sewer services outside the city limits. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the water service agreement and consent to annexation with Gail and Sharon Schultz. And the vote was taken and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the sewer service agreement and consent to annexation with Gerald and Sharon Cummings. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1 with Robert Bowman voting no. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to waive the second formal reading of Charter Ordinance 22, which is a charter ordinance amending Section 2 of Charter Ordinance 7 relating to exempting the city of Norton, Kansas from the provisions of KSA 12-1693 that relates to the provisions of the establishment and levy of a transient guest tax and providing substitute and additional provisions on the same subject. And the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to waive the second formal reading of Charter Ordinance 23, which is a charter ordinance amending Section 5 of Charter Ordinance Number 10 that relates to the provisions of the Convention and Tourism Committee of the Transient Guest Tax Act of the City of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to accept the audit services agreement with Mapes & Miller, LLP for 5 years from December 31, 2023 through December 31, 2027, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Dean Little to adopt Resolution 12-2023, which is a resolution fixing the time and place and providing for notice of a hearing before the governing body of the City of Norton, Kansas, at which the governing body will be considering a lease on park property with Norton Mini Speedway Incorporated. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1 with Ron Briery voting no. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to waive the first formal reading of Ordinance 1762, which is an ordinance granting to Midwest Energy Incorporated, a Kansas corporation, its successors and assigns, a natural gas franchise, prescribing the terms thereof and relating thereto, and repealing all ordinances or parts of ordinances inconsistent with or in conflict with the terms thereof. The motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 11 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:56 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Northern Valley USD 212 knows the flag still stands for freedom and unity in America. Please proudly display the stars and stripes this Flag Day, June 14th, to show your patriotism and support of the United States military men and women from Northern Valley USD 212 in Almena and Long Island. Wellhead Systems hopes to see the stars and stripes proudly displayed this Flag Day, June 14th. The flag is a symbol of American patriotism and reminds Americans everywhere that we are one nation united under one flag. From Wellhead Systems, 710 West McBay in Hill City, or you could also visit wellheadsystems.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. President Biden and UK's Rishi Sunak announced a research and investment deal that came up well short of a long-awaited announcement on full-scale free trade negotiations. It was not the comprehensive trade deal effort U.S. farm groups were hoping for.
We've launched negotiations on critical materials and an agreement to deal with climate crisis, number one. Number two, cooperating on data and AI.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak refuted a BBC reporter that the new Atlantic Declaration was an admission of failure on free trade, arguing instead it met the needs of the moment.
It means stronger supply chains with a new action plan on clean energy, and it means reducing trade barriers and the technologies of the future with a new secure UK-US data bridge, helping tens of thousands of small businesses.
But agriculture remains a stumbling block to a free trade deal, something USDA Undersecretary for Trade Alexis Taylor pointed out to on a call with farm reporters ahead of the Biden-Sinek session.
We have seen some positive outcomes as they're wrapping their arms around regulation of gene-edited technologies, but there continue to be, I think, philosophical differences with our partners in the UK that we continue to engage with them on.
The American Soybean Association and other ag groups just urged House members to back legislation to help spur a comprehensive market access deal. But the latest Biden-Sinek announcement is more evidence President Biden is not keen on doing politically difficult trade deals that USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says aren't popular outside of U.S. agriculture. Now, this has been a check of agriculture news headlines. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Cool temperatures across our state today, but we'll be on a warming trend starting tomorrow with some locations back in the 90s by Thursday. But for now, things stay pretty comfortable. Showers and thunderstorms possible for the western counties, but mostly dry for the east. Scattered rain and thunderstorms will linger through Tuesday in the western parts of our state and some of the central counties, with a slight chance of severe thunderstorms in the southwest counties this afternoon. Things dry out a bit by midweek. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a stationary front is parked over eastern Colorado, running down into the Texas Panhandle. High pressure is centered over northern Missouri, and that's covering our eastern and northeastern counties. Low pressure dominates the Intermountain region, and we still have moist air coming in from the Gulf. Showers and thunderstorms scattered across our western counties for the rest of today, along with some cloud cover that'll keep our temperatures in the 60s there. We're expecting 70s elsewhere. Rain chances look good for western Kansas this evening and through the overnight hours, with scattered showers and thunderstorms spreading into the central counties, but dry in the east with high pressure staying put. Looking at Tuesday, a low pressure trough will be near our western border. Scattered showers continuing in the western counties. Sunny for the eastern half of our state. Lingering showers and a few thunderstorms through tomorrow afternoon in the west. For the northwest counties, we're expecting highs in the mid-60s to low 70s today, low to mid-50s overnight. North central, mid to upper 70s, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 50s. Low to mid-70s northeast, and tonight low to mid-50s. Upper 60s and low 70s southwest, and low to mid-50s for the overnight hours. South central, mid to upper 70s today, and mid-50s for the overnight. Upper 70s southeast, and upper 50s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Listen to us alone or with friends.
We will accept both as a correct answer.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
As the sun goes down, get that empty feeling again.